just gone 11 o'clock, time for Health Matters here on Noongar Radio. And you've got me, Jeff Michael, here. And joining us today in the studio, experts Deshan Wissolringa, as well as Stacey Child and Louise Dubuche. And we're all talking about smoking, or trying to stop people from taking up smoking. And good morning, everybody.
Morning, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Morning, Jeff.
Okay, and yeah, smoking and messages on quitting, that's what we're going to be talking about today. And yeah, not sure who's going to start off, but I'm sure Deshan, can you start off for us today?
Look, if I can give a little bit of context, every year we lose about 1,500 Western Australians. So, you know, 1,500 Western Australians who die from smoking-caused diseases, and about a third of these deaths occur in middle age. The latest research is showing that two out of three lifetime smokers will die from their addiction. As a result, there are many positive reasons why people should stop smoking, including improving your health, lifestyle, relationships and finances.
Yeah. Well, why do you work in partnerships?
We actually in the department oversee health promotion policy and legislation for tobacco control in Western Australia. We actually work with a range of other organisations to promote the quit smoking message and to support smokers across the state. We work in partnerships because that helps us to share knowledge, experience and networks, and it also helps us to get the best value out of the funding dollar.
Yeah. And how does WA Health coordinate these programs?
We ensure that program activities are planned and delivered under the same policy frameworks. There's a national tobacco strategy which we work under, and also at state level there's the health promotion strategic framework. Through these frameworks we invest in programs through government contracting to ensure that the objectives are met and the outcomes contribute to the broader goals of lowering smoking rates in the community.
And Stacey, bit of an obvious question here, but I'll ask it anyway. Is it hard to quit smoking cigarettes?
Thanks, Jeff. Really good question. For some people, quitting is really easy, and for others, it can be a real struggle. Many people describe it as being very difficult to quit, whilst others find it not so hard. What we need to remember that everybody's different. Everybody's an individual. So it's different for everyone. We at Quitline try to work with people and develop a tailored approach to them. So we fit it to them, what's going to work for them. And we look at different aspects of the person smoking, you know, the physical attachment, the emotional attachment, and the social issues, why people smoke, you know, about groups and people just fitting in and having a good time. And we help them develop a plan to provide them strategies or ways to work with each of those areas to help them quit the smokes.
And yeah, the phone number if people...
Yeah, Quitline is 137848. And that's a national line, but when you ring it, you'll come through to people in WA.
Yeah. Going to bring you in there, Louise.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a bit how the Make Smoking History campaign motivates people to quit?
Yeah. Primarily through our advertisements on TV, radio and online that encourages and motivates Western Australian smokers to quit or non-smokers to stay smoke-free. Our advertisements are evidence-based, and we talk to smokers after every campaign to evaluate how we're going. And usually our advertisements inform and remind people about the lethal dangers of cigarette smoking. For example, our 16 Cancers campaign was created because people in the community didn't realise that smoking causes 16 types of different cancers, and not just more of the commonly known cancers such as lung and throat cancers.
Mm. Well, we'll take a quick musical break. We're going to hear from Archie Roach. Here he is.
Oh, awesome.
Into the Bloodstream on Noongar Radio. Answers Health Matters.
Like this land, and this land's the same, and the heartbeat keeps on
Matters. And you've got Major Michael here, and joining us in the studio, got experts Dishan Wirasaria, Stacey Child, and Louise Debouche joining us today on Health Matters. Now, Stacey, now you're going to tell us a bit more about the Quitline project.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. A couple of years ago, about 2011, there was the Closing the Gap initiatives from the federal government, and part of that through the Indigenous Smoking Measure was federal government funded WA to provide a specific service to Aboriginal people about smoking, and we called it the Quitline Liaison Team, Aboriginal Quitline Liaison Team. And what they do is they work with community in a community engagement model to develop ways to help Aboriginal people to quit smoking. Their mandate, or what they needed to do, was to increase the capacity of the council as a Quitline to be able to support Aboriginal people in a culturally secure way, increase the level of awareness and knowledge of Quitline among Aboriginal community members and the people providing services to them, and increase the readiness to quit, or the number of quit attempts and successful quits attempts among Aboriginal people. Jen Keane is the project officer for that, Jeff, and many people around in community would know Jen because she's been to many, many events and handing out our great resources, which people can get. They can ring her on 94710428, or ring Mental Health Commission, where we're situated, and where Jen's situated, and that's 93700333, and people can ask to speak to her and send out some resources.
Yeah, and guessing you've got a website there.
The best website to go to is the Quit Now website, which is a federal government website. Quitline, yeah. Ourselves, we don't have a website, but the resources can be found at the Quit Now website, and also in Indigenous Health, the big health info net.
Mm. Okay, and I suppose same with you there, Stacey. What happens if I were to slip up and have a smoke, trying to quit?
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
I don't smoke anyway, which is Anyway, that's not the point, but yeah, what happens if I slip up and have a smoke?
It's such a common thing, Jeff. People don't need to worry about it. There's no shame in slipping up. It's really natural in any change process. People do really well and then think, oh, hey, no worries. I'll be able to just pick up and have a quick puff and put it down again. What we know is quitting is a journey. At Quitline, we see it as a learning opportunity, people slipping up. What are they going to do next time that comes along, that trigger? We call them triggers to smoke. What's going to happen next time when that comes along? Are you going to try a different strategy? Because people often, their goal is to quit. They really do want to give the smokes away. They cost too much money. Their littlies are telling them off. Yeah. The grannies are getting in their face. So it's that real thing about trying to work with that lapse, we call it, or a hiccup, or a bit of a pothole in the road. Identify that tricky situation and put something else in place.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier, having a quick program tailored for that person.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've got me, Jeff Michael, here on Health Matters, and joining us in the studio is Dish Hand, we are Saria, Stacey Child and Louise DeBush. We'll take another musical break. Going to have a listen to Angela Rawl, Back For Me. To Health Matters here on Noongar Radio, and today's topic, quitting smoking. And I'm talking to Dishan Weasaria, as well as Stacey Child and Louise DeBush here in the studios. And, oh, Stacey, you've got a bit more to talk about the Quitline project, or Quitline.
Quitline is a national number, so people can ring in any time, and that number's 137848. All our resources can be got through ringing that number. I thought I might talk a little bit about how many times people want to quit and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I was wondering as well,
yeah, because often people go, how many times am I going to have to quit before I get rid of this forever? And what we know is that the more times people try, the more chance they are to be successful in the end. So we have some callers ringing, they've quit, tried to quit 5, 6, 7 times. That's not uncommon. And there's lots of different ways people can quit. And it, what we want to do is get people to ring the quit line and talk to somebody, because we do know that some Quit Victoria did some research and found that people double their chances of being successful in a quit attempt if they ring the quit line and work out a tailored approach.
And what are some ways on this question? What are some of the different ways to quit?
Mm-hmm. Yep, so cold turkey is the most common method. Nicotine replacement therapy, such as gum and patches, etc. Free counselling from Quitline, as it's been mentioned this morning, 137848. Free apps, My Quit Buddy, and for people who are pregnant or planning to be, Quit for Two. Quit Coach is a free line support program from Quit Victoria. Prescription medications, and you just visit your GP to see if this is right for you.
Mm. And Dishan?
Look, there's a host of information, Jeff, for anyone who's interested in quitting or finding out a little bit more about quitting smoking on both the Department of Health website, healthywa.wa.gov.au, and I'm sure Louise would also want me to mention the Make Smoking History website. That's makesmokinghistory, all one word, .org.au.
And so there's one question that people would be wondering is, what does it cost to use the service?
That's the cost of a local call, but if people have concerns about calling on a mobile phone, they can always arrange to have the counsellor call them back.
Okay, so it's, good news is,
we know that
low cost.
We know that often people are ringing on mobiles. Everybody's got a mobile nowadays, and we do understand that it can be prohibitive for people ringing, especially wanting to keep on ringing.
Yeah.
So we've developed a callback plan where people can ring, they can have a quick chat, and then we'll work with them, call them back on a number of occasions, or how many they want to have. Help them along their way to make getting rid of the smokes forever.
Mm. Hey, this is Health Matters, and you've got me, Jeff Michael, here in the studio, and today's topic is quitting smoking, and the experts that I have in the studio, Stacey Child, as well as Dishan Wirasuriya, and Louise DeBush. And Louise, I've got to ask, how long have you been involved in this field of work that you're doing at the moment? How long have you been doing it?
I've been with the Cancer Council since November 2014. So, a lot of my... I obviously work with the Make Smoking History team on a few occasions, so I'm always in the space with them, having been here today to represent the team. I guess my passion's obviously in the space of Indigenous health and primarily around cancer. So, you know, how can we get the message out? And this is where it fits in really nicely in terms of encouraging our mob to quit smoking is really important.
Good. Okay, this is Health Matters, and we'll take another musical break. Here's Jeeva, Hard to Breathe on Noongar Radio. Just there, Hard to Breathe here on the Health Matters Show here on Noongar Radio, and today's show is all about quitting smoking. And joining me in the studio is experts Dishan Weasaria as well as Stacey and Louise joining us today. Now, Louise, how can Make Smoking History provide help and assistance to people once they've decided to quit?
Well, firstly, I thought I might just give a bit of history about Make Smoking History campaign. It was established in 2000 with the goal to reduce smoking in Western Australia. The campaign is an initiative of Cancer Council WA and is jointly funded by the Department of Health WA, Healthway and Cancer Council WA. It is the most prominent anti-smoking campaign in Western Australia. and you have a lot of the listeners may have seen the most recent commercials on TV and radio, the 16 cancers and the sponge campaigns. Make Smoking History seeks to raise awareness of the harms of smoking and the benefits of quitting, and most importantly, assist smokers to quit by providing them with the information and resources to help plan their quit attempt. So Make Smoking History do have a website, makesmokinghistory.org.au, where you can find out about the benefits of quitting and ways to quit and how to stay quit. You can order the Quit Kit, download our Quit Planner, or use the Quit Savings Calculator to find out how much money you can save by quitting. For example, a pack a day, smoker can save over $9,000 a year by quitting smoking, which is rather that in my pocket.
Going to say that's a fair amount per week, actually. Thinking about that in my head, $9,000.
You probably have a nice holiday with that much money.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, kind of to bring you back in there, Stacey, you got something as well to add?
Yeah, Jeff, I just wanted to let people know about the Quitline counsellors. They're all highly trained professionals in social work, psychology, family therapy, and they work as counsellors at the Alcohol and Drug Support Service. We provide the counselling component of the Quitline. We have been doing Quitline since about the early 90s. We've been providing that support, and all the counsellors have been trained in cultural awareness. We've had some great trainings with some local community members, and did some art with one of the aunties. We did a walk through Whiteman Park with some other people talking about culture and understanding ways of working with Noongar people. The Quitline Aboriginal Liaison team is a part of Quitline, and they go all over the state. It was originally metro based,
yep,
but now it's all over the state.
And Louise,
yep,
I understand they've got a Facebook page.
Yes, you can follow our Make Smoking
History. Make Smoking History. Not talking about your actual
page. I don't think people want to see my personal page. Yeah, so yeah, you can follow our Make Smoking History WA Facebook page for motivational quit messages, quit tips, campaign updates, and more. And people can use it as an online community group and to share their quitting experiences and lend support to fellow quitters.
And yeah, quitting is hard, but by no means impossible, is it?
So most people take multiple attempts before quitting for good. The important thing is to learn from your mistakes, know your triggers, and keep trying. Quitting is hard, but very possible. In Australia, in the 1950s, about half of the population were smokers. Now, in WA, only 12.7% of adults smoke on a daily basis. There are many different ways to quit. Check out many of the options on our website, makesmokinghistory.org.au, or visit your GP for more information. If you decide you want to try patches, for example, they're cheaper with a doctor's prescription.
And first, I was wondering, you would need to get a referral from your GP, would you, for any of the earlier services that you've been talking about? Or
people can ring in by themselves, but often we do get referrals from GPs. The person's gone to see the GP, said, "I want to quit," and the GP will refer them to us, and we'll give them a call back. They don't have to call in, we'll call them back. And we'll give them many goes before we don't keep calling, because we know life gets in the way of lots of things. So we'll keep calling.
And I suppose that an interesting question is these alternative therapies. What do you say about those as far as trying to quit smoking?
Look, I can have a go at that one, and I'm sure Stacey and Louise might have something to say as well. But look, smoking is a very individual type of activity, and I think it means that, you know, for people to quit smoking, there's probably a whole range of different ways that they might be able to actually assist them in quitting. Now, we have a list of the programs or the methods that we would endorse, and that's based on scientific evidence and research. But, you know, if something works for you, then if you're onto a good thing, you know, we certainly wouldn't discourage it. I think it can be as individual as the person. For some people, as we've heard before, it can take many attempts to quit. And for others, you know, I've had people come up to me in the street or when we've been at different events saying, look, I decided to quit, you know, back in 1983. I just chucked my cigarettes in the bin and I've never touched them ever since. Sometimes it could be linked to an event like Mother's Day or Father's Day, or, you know, a family holiday or event. It could be that, you know, a new bud being expected and on the way. I think whatever works for people is what we would encourage. But, you know, please feel free to jump in, Stacey and Louise, if you have any other advice to add.
No, I'd probably just reiterate what I did mention before around the different ways to quit, and you know, those are the cold turkey, which is the most common method, nicotine replacement therapies such as gum and patches, etc., free counselling from Quitline, as we've heard this morning, 137848. There's free apps, My Quit Buddy. And for people who are pregnant or planning to be, Quit For You, Quit For Two. Quit Coach is the free online support program from Quit Victoria. And prescription medications, and, you know, you're just visiting your GP to see if this is the right option for you.
Well, we might take another musical break when I have a listen to Black Bella Music. Don't worry, just be happy. tragic. Don't worry, just be happy. And this is Health Matters here on Noongar Radio, and we're talking about quitting smoking and staying off smoking and the ways that we can do it. And Louise, you were talking about the Facebook page before the music.
Yeah, yep.
And got any good stories from people who make use of it?
Yep. So I will mention that Make Smoking History WA do have a Facebook page, and those are for motivational quitting messages, quit tips and campaign updates, and a lot more. People can use it for also the online community group to share their quitting experiences and lend support to fellow quitters. Now, having said that, I end up getting a list of some comments on the pages. So these are everyday people, and we thought it might be interesting to share them for the listeners today. One lady did say that 5 years ago, I quit because of my girls. I want to be there for them, and I know I have a better chance now than 5 years ago. I'm happier and I'm much more healthier. Another comment was, keep up the good fight, people, and I think this is someone that's been on this journey. 9 years last August since I gave up, after 26 years of 20 a day. This is comment. And running half marathons at 50 now. So, you know, so that's a really good story to share. Another person, keep it up, everyone. It's hard. It's a hard addiction to beat, but definitely worthwhile. And someone else, they did say, you know, still trying really hard, so you know, there's people that are still on this journey. My dad went cold turkey 2 years ago at the age of 74. He started smoking at 12, smoked 150 a day of drum rollies.
How can that be possible?
Never once tried to quit in his life. Then he just did it.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's a poor pensioner with nothing, and already saved up just for his first day, first ever holiday, and he's on a cruise.
Fantastic.
For 26 days.
Story.
So So this is so some really good stories out there.
Yeah, amazing. And I suppose people just think, smoking, it just affects the lungs, but I'm sure it can create other health problems, health issues as well.
Yeah, a lot of people ring us because they've been sent from their doctor because they've got bronchitis, chronic cough, they've got starting to get heart disease, that the doc has said to them, well, actually, it's about your smoking. Cancer is, of course, the thing that takes a lot of smokers away from us, you know. People pass away because of cancer, but also those other things, the cardiovascular disease. So that's like your heart, your blood vessels, things like stroke, where it's like a brain attack. All those things are related to smoking. It's really important that people think about those. One of the main ones is chronic bronchitis, that a lot of people in winter get sick can lead on to getting sicker and needing to end up in hospital because they get pneumonia and stuff like that. Cutting out the ciggies before winter is a really good idea.
Yeah. And Deshaun, you're about to...
Look, Jeff, there's a lot of research that's been out there about smoking and the terrible harm, the diseases that it causes. One of the famous sort of reports that come out on a regular basis are the US Surgeon General's reports. And I remember that one of the things that brought it home to me is that in one of the more recent reports in the US Surgeon General's, they actually said that smoking harms pretty much every part of the body where the blood goes.
Mm.
And that's pretty much... every part of the body. It's also been shown to harm, you know, babies when they're forming inside the mother's womb. And it's also now they're actually saying that smoking can actually cause damage to the DNA so that it can actually skip generations. And so, it's probably one of the best things you can do for your health is to quit smoking. And we really can't underline that enough for people.
Yeah, very important, yeah. And I suppose, yeah, kind of goes on from you are what you eat, so you are what you breathe as well. Might take another musical break. We'll hear from the Wurrumpi Band. This is Health Matters.
Excellent.
Bands, they've got to be strong. And this is Health Matters. They were talking about quitting smoking and staying off the cigarettes. And yes, Stacey, you're going to tell us about an interesting initiative, a kit kind of thing. Can you tell us a bit about that?
A new initiative that Quitline's doing, and it's specifically for Aboriginal and Noongar people. It's called the Supported Quitline, Supported Journey. We want to encourage people to ring us because we know it works. So we have developed a bit of an incentive project around this. Often it's a barrier for people to be ringing to. And they think they're ringing a stranger, and it can be a real barrier to people ringing. And so we want to make that a little bit easier. So to try and get past that barrier, we're currently offering a special Quitline supported journey for all Aboriginal callers and members of Aboriginal families. When you call the Quitline, you can ask to be part of the Quitline supported journey. And what we will do is we'll help you to make a plan and provide you with ongoing support. After that first call, we'll send you out a small pack of booklets, brochures, stickers and a stress ball and other items. They're just information about quitting, helpful hints, tips, looking at what motivates people to quit, all that stuff. Because when we're on a journey, we know that planning and doing your research really helps with the end result. This is helpful information. You can use the stickers to let people know that the house and the car are going to become smoke free. The kids really love the sticking these up and gives them a sense of being part of making a difference to the family in the home.
Yeah. And I understand you've probably got some good stories from the Quitline over the years or the time that's been running.
Yeah. As you can imagine, Jeff, we've talked to probably, 30, 40,000 people in the time that the Quitline's been operating. Many of the really important stories are important to us, the ones where people have struggled. But what we always tell them is that we won't quit on them. We're always there for them to keep ringing and talking to us. We talk to lots of people with other issues too, Jeff, and some mental health concerns sometimes. And one that sticks for me was a older woman who had smoked forever. She also had a mental health condition, and her words that I remember like they were yesterday was, she said, "Stacey, I finally quit. I don't feel a prisoner anymore." Mm. And so she felt she was a prisoner to her cigarettes. And when she quit, she felt free. And that's really stuck with me. And we hope that people can get that sense. So they need to give us a call.
Yeah. And the number again, there's
137848.
Okay. And in case if you just tuned in, we're talking about quitting smoking on Health Matters today. And Stacey, we kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier on, but yeah, is it hard to quit smoking cigarettes?
Do you mean Louise?
Louise,
yeah. Sorry. Yeah, sorry, what was the question again, Jeff?
Yeah, is it hard to quit smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, look, most people take multiple attempts before quitting for good. The most important thing is to learn from your mistakes, yeah. Know your triggers, and keep on trying. Never give up. Mm. Quitting is hard, but very possible. And I'll just mention again, in Australia in the 1950s, about half of the population were smokers. Now, in WA, only 12.7% of adults smoke on a daily basis. There are many ways, different ways to quit. Check out the many options on our website, makesmokinghistory.org.au. Or visit your GP for more information. And if you decide you want to try patches, for example, they're cheaper with a doctor's prescription.
Mm. Okay, some important info there as well. And this is Health Matters here on Noongar Radio with me, Jeff Michael. And in the studio, we have experts Dushan Wirasaraya, Stacey Child, and Louise DeBush just there. Might take another quick musical break. Gonna hear from the Pilgrim Brothers. Easy.
Easy come, easy go. Rodeo, be the legged man on a three legged horse, cruising up and down the boulevard, no broken dreams to score. You ain't got no problem, don't feel short change. Cruising up the guy street, see your faces.
There you go, that's the Piggle Brothers with Easy. Here on Noongar Radio, and it's Health Matters today, and we're talking about quitting smoking, and going to do a bit of a recap of today's show. Dushan, tell us a bit of info that people need today.
Thanks very much, Jeff, and I want to send a special thank you to our very good colleagues from the Cancer Council WA and the Quitline based at the Mental Health Commission. Thank you to both Stacey and Louise for joining me today, and we've actually shown how we work together in Western Australia to reduce smoking, and especially to help Aboriginal people who want some assistance with quitting smoking. We've actually gone through the huge amount of information that's available on a number of our websites. There's the Healthy WA website, it's healthywa.wa.gov.au. There's also the Make Smoking History website, and that's available at makesmokinghistory.org.au. And also there's a great deal of information available and assistance from the Quitline. Our friends at the Quitline are very keen to speak to anybody who wants to quit, but especially Aboriginal people. If you would please ring the Quitline and ask to speak to someone who's part of the Quitline supported journey. The number is 137848 or 13QUIT. And people are waiting to speak to you and to send you out some resources that will help you to quit. Key bit of information, I suppose, from our point of view is that there's a lot of good information out there. Try and link up with something that can be of assistance to you. If you plan your quit attempt, you have much more chance of succeeding.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, Dushan, as well as Stacey and Louise. This has been Health Matters, and I've been the host today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you.
And thanks, Jeff.
Look forward to another Health Matters in another fortnight's time here on Noongar Radio.